This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I have sworn on the altar of God, eternal resistance against every form of tyranny against the human mind. Thomas Jefferson. Well, Dr. Wakefield's going to be joining us to talk about somebody vindicated. Very sadly, though, there's no pleasure in that because the death toll and those maimed just keep skyrocketing. But since he's been on with us a few years ago, a lot's come out. We'll talk about it next segment. The UN has admitted that everything he said was true. But now they've doubled down. That's coming up. You know, I'm just looking at numbers here, ladies and gentlemen. And racism is just another form of classism. It's for people who feel like they've had success because other people, quote, haven't. But usually the people that are involved in classism and racism themselves didn't earn or build what they did. And when you look at the Democrats and the globalists and their model, it's simple. You got a big planet. Some areas are overpopulated. There's a lot of problems. And they play us off against each other. It's simple. Divide and conquer. And that's how empires have controlled things since the days of Rome. But I sit here with the July 4th that just passed, and I talked about the July 5th movement, and I said I'd break it down for you, but I really can't do it justice in the time we have. I really want to build a big website. I want to get the public involved. I want to try to just say it's an idea I have and see it catch on with other people. In fact, quite frankly, I had this idea on July 5th in the morning, and it was one of those things that hits me like the big thunderbolt. And when I have those top deals, it's like when I'm like 1997. And I had the idea for InfoWars, that name, and Information War, and no one had used that name. It was like I just saw where it was going. It's not some psychic thing. It's a cultural, you know, mathematical analysis, an integration of the information. Well, when I thought of the July 5th movement, Sunday morning, it hit me like a thunderbolt. Because we talk about July 4th, and we have a hot dog and watch some fireworks, but why is it under attack? Why does the system want to get rid of it? Because it's the flower of the tail end of the Renaissance, of the Gutenberg press, and of freedom of religion, and of the Magna Carta. And I gave a speech outside Bilderberg to a crowd of like 5,000 people many years ago, and they even had the police going with me, where I told the history of how Magna Carta and then all the rest of it came out of England, and that's why we won that war, because at first Parliament wouldn't even declare war until the King of England went and demanded you go to war with your fellow Englishmen who have the same rights. So when I talk about 1776 worldwide, I don't mean just America, folks. I love America. I mean the idea of the Magna Carta, 1215, the idea of the West, the idea of building up humanity, and the fact that they blame the West and Europe, particularly, for slavery. When anyone that knows any history knows it was England fought more than 11 wars to end slavery, and that the world owes England. And hundreds of thousands of dead sailors, mainly in Marines, who went out and enforced that worldwide and shut it off. That's why it's such a sick joke to talk about the West. The West extinguished slavery. And this isn't some big thing we're proud of. It's a reality. And so when you see that level of ignorance, Frederick Douglass's own statue in New York City, incredible orator. I read his speeches, I'm like, how can somebody write stuff this good? He's right up there with Thomas Jefferson. They tore his statue down. Just like they're tearing down the Lincoln statues. Because it's about power, ladies and gentlemen. It's about the power to have an ignorant mob come burn your house down and have a bunch of triggly puffs, like that lady right there, dominate and control. That's all this is a bunch of big banks and the Chi-Coms thinking they could savage this country and savage Europe so they can make us back down because we're afraid because they use our plurality, our open society, to then weaponize our own strength against us. But I believe this will be their undoing, and I can see it in the streets, and I can feel it. All right. When we come back, we're going to go into the new film, 1986, with Dr. Andrew J. Wakefield. On the other side, I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com are the sites. Man.video. We'll be back. Remember, this is your broadcast. We're only here because of you. You keep us in attack formation. We'll be right back. We enter the critical month of July. It is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high-quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush. From deep in the heart of Texas, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Coming up, I'll play the clip. Remember what Bill Gates said just a few months ago on national TV? He said, 700,000 people are probably going to get hurt or die from our vaccines. We've got to turn the power up of it, because it's not working on old people. But I thought safe and effective, never any adverse reactions, never any problems. The heart of this, I've always believed, is the 1986 Act, where they get liability protection for vaccines. And Bill Gates said that in the same sentence. He said, we're going to play it next segment. He said, we need global indemnification. That's a license to kill. Or to 007, the fictitious character of Ian Fleming. This is a real license to kill. So, I've been demonized, I've been lied about, I have been, and I'm not a victim. I just want you to know, obviously, when you see Sandy Hook out of context, obsessing, they'll just brand you with some fake thing they talk about, with some fake statement out of context you didn't make. Oh, you mean Andrew Wakefield, the disgraced guy that admits he faked his research? And I've been on radio shows, and I've said, I'll give you $10,000. Seriously, I've been on shows in New York, D.C., Austin. And like an hour later, I'm on air going, seriously, $10,000 right now. Show me where Andrew Wakefield said there was a lie. Wasn't a lie. Turns out his research is groundbreaking and now been confirmed all over the world about gut flora and the rest of it. So, yeah, there were other people, too, that said the world was round and that we orbited the sun. You know, they got arrested. So he didn't get in much trouble as Galileo or anybody, but he did expose this. So Dr. Andy J. Wakefield, the new film is the 1986 The Act, just 1986theact.com, 1986theact.com. They're trying to block it. They're trying to ban it. They're trying to censor it. They've been doing it. And all he does is show you that they're indemnified from the damage. Here's the trailer to the film, and then we'll come back with Dr. Wakefield. Here it is.
How do we navigate this increasingly precarious world in which we live? In order to understand where we're going, we need to understand where we've come from. In order to understand where we've come from, you need to watch 1986, The Act. It is the story of one of the most powerful forces in the universe, and that is maternal intuition.
Okay.
No! This is not halftime entertainment. We've got work to do.
This is a force that has evolved in our species over thousands and thousands of years. It is far more powerful than anything else that man might have contrived. It is the reason that we are here on this planet right now. And if we listen to it, it will be the reason why we are here in 1,000 years' time.
All right. To talk about where the film is available, what's happening, the censorship. I know it's massive. Dr. Andy J. Wakefield. You know, we played a song last Friday, Renegades. Those are my heroes, especially renegades that are good people and tell the truth and are proven right and have gone through the fire and been through the media hoaxes. Dr. Wakefield, I don't usually build up a guest for 10 minutes but or 5 minutes, but I got to tell you, I really salute you and your courage, sir.
Thank you, Alex. It's great to be back on the show. Thank you.
Where do you want to start? The censorship, the film, I mean, the UN coming out last December admitting vaccines are killing people and there's a cover-up? I mean, it's just crazy.
Why don't we start starting with the film and then go from there?
So tell us about 1986, the act.
But this is really a story, Alex, about how bad vaccine policy, about unsafe vaccines, hurts children everywhere. And it comes about, I believe, that the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986, signed into law by Ronald Reagan, is at the core of the vaccine-related problems that we have worldwide right now. And believe me, we have some major problems. I don't need to tell you that. But this is a law that gave protection from indemnity to the pharmaceutical industry. What it did is remove the vaccine makers and their products from the free market, the constraints of the free market. And within the free market, you know full well that good products will float to the top and will succeed and the companies will thrive and bad products will sink down and companies will either improve or they will fail. They will disappear. But when you take away liability protection and all incentive for safety studies, then what you do is you allow those unsafe, those bad, those dangerous products to prevail, to succeed in the marketplace. And then when you make that product mandatory, as we have here in the United States, so you have a mandated market, no liability, what you give the vaccine manufacturers is the perfect business model. All they can do is profit, and that is exactly what they've done, to the point where they have become extraordinarily powerful, where they've been able to influence policy, politicians, media, doctors worldwide.
There's no way to overstate this. I mean, they're given absolute godlike power. They're indemnified. They're given total liability protection. And there's a bunch of creepy, weird depopulation eugenicists involved in it. The government wanting to put something in our body, and then the media lying and saying no one's getting hurt when it's on record. They're secretly paying out billions. I mean, this is just this is a science fiction nightmare.
Yeah, we have a compensation system in place now that has paid out over $4 billion in damages. For what? Damages that don't occur? Oh, yes, they do. And that is a tiny proportion of the true number of children whose lives have been permanently damaged. Permanently
and your changed. Film lays this out. When can we see it? How do we get it? I've seen there's been some censorship.
Well, that's happening. And as you know, with Vax, my last movie, when that came out and it was censored at Tribeca, De Niro went on television the following week and said, we made a mistake. Everybody should see this film, make up their own mind. It exploded worldwide. So we're trying to actually encourage a bit of censorship, Alex, to give us a bit of free publicity. So far, it's actually not been too bad. We're surprisingly still on Facebook and Twitter and all of these things. I cannot imagine.
Sure, I'd already just seen blurred people sharing or being blocked and stuff like that, but that's good news. I think they've learned, and you're saying after trying to block the last big film that didn't work too well with the Streisand effect?
Oh, Vax was a hugely successful film. It went everywhere. It went around the world. And every time they tried to censor it, I'll tell you one story, Alex. We went to Italy, and a senator invited us to show the movie in the Roman Senate. And we went there and we were banned. The first day I arrived in Italy, they cancelled the screening in front of all of the senators. And what happened was, if we'd played, maybe the senators would have seen it. It made no media at all. But because they banned it, because for the first time in Italian history, a senator had been censored from his own Senate, it was on the front page of every newspaper. It was on every news broadcast. For the next
why doesn't quarters. The vaccine cartel get that? Because they do the dumbest moves.
I don't want them to get it. Not quite yet. Not till this movie's a success. So let's just. I'm sure.
No, I agree. Then tell them you will not censor my film.
Yeah, you won't send them like that. And what you won't do is stop people from watching what they want to watch. If they feel it's relevant and they want to watch it, they will find a way of watching it. You will not stop them.
By the way, you've gone through hell. I mean, I've known you probably 15 years or so. You've been in many times in the studio. And I can see you're a little depressed and down, but you kept fighting. You seem more effervescent in the videos I see of you now. I mean, what's this whole war been like for you personally?
You know, Alex, it's been, I guess what happened in the early years is they didn't like the work I was doing. And that's too bad because, as you say, it's now been proven correct. And I say that without, you know, without being egotistic. It's simply a fact of life. In the published literature now, the whole gut-brain link, the vaccine relationship, it was so compelling, the vaccine relationship, that the CDC had to fake the data.
Stay there. We got to come back. But, I mean, we're not kissing your ass. It's true. You're a pioneer. I want to ask how with your clinic and how did you pioneer this? You must have scared, because this is probably 20 years ago now, you must have scared the hell out of them, the fact that you literally cut right to what they were doing. Dr. Andy Wakefield's our guest. You've got to find out about the film, promote it. 1986theact.com. I can't wait to see it. Hopefully we'll get some and carry it as well. But because with a digital system, they can delete stuff. Now you want to have physical copies of all this, folks. We're going to save children's lives, save their destinies.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jones here back live. Dr. Andy J. Wakefield is here. 1986theact.com. And I'll just be honest, I'm going to give him the floor of this segment. The reason I celebrate him is he's a great guy that pioneered and made major discoveries that are all confirmed now. I look at news every day. It's ridiculous how much he pioneered. I don't know how he knew that. And then I know what he went through and how he didn't give up and how he's been vindicated 15, 20 years later. It's what's happened with me. I haven't gotten to the level yet of his vindication, but how they've set me up, how they frame me, it gives me faith in humanity to watch someone doggedly not giving in. It's a real human story. But we need to talk about the children that are dying and the big rollout and the forced inoculation coming next segment. But let's go over the history first, the film, the 1986 Act. I think Reagan was a good guy, but he was a little bit senile, and he just believed doctors, so they got it passed. It's a horrible thing Ronald Reagan did. We need to expose the heart of this, as you were saying. So wherever you want to go now on what's currently happening, what's coming up, the film. Dr. Wakefield, please continue.
Alex, thank you very much. You know, I talked to you about the taking away liability for vaccines from the manufacturers for damage done and then mandating these products so that they had a captive market. But it got worse, Alex. What happened then is the federal agencies that were responsible for enacting the policies of Congress by doing adequate safety studies, vaccine safety studies, monitoring the true rate of adverse reactions to vaccine, they deliberately, in concert with the industry, sabotaged those checks and balances that Congress had put in place to protect children. They deliberately sabotaged them because every time a child was compensated, what it said to the public is vaccines can do that. And they didn't want that to believe. They didn't want anyone to believe that vaccines can do that. And so we have this absolutely catastrophic situation, which is where we are now, where we have a huge number, 72 doses of vaccines on the schedule before a child leaves high school. And this is way, way more than you and I would ever have received way back in the day. And yet we're still here. We're fighting fit. So what has happened? Why is this necessary? They expanded the program dramatically when they were given a get-out-of-jail-free card. When they had no liability, they thought, right, let's just go for it. And that's exactly what they did, with no incentive for safety whatsoever. And then they bought the agencies. They bought the agencies, they paid for the FDA, they paid for the politicians, and they paid for the media and the doctors. They own them. They became so rich. And this is globally. This isn't just in America. The vaccine industry became so wealthy that they could buy all of this. And then, of course, what we also had was this, the FDA gave back the right, or gave to the industry, this right to direct-to-consumer advertising. So two countries in the world do this, here in the United States and New Zealand. Nowhere else in the world are the vaccine manufacturers or the drug makers able to advertise direct to their consumers. And what that did, Alex, is it did something very interesting. You see, I don't think they go on television with those ads which have at the end of them a laughable number of adverse reactions, confusion for drugs, for Alzheimer's, for heaven's sake. I don't believe their principal aim is to sell drugs. What I think their aim is to do is to give so much money through this sponsorship to the mainstream media, nightly news networks, that they become dependent upon that income. And thereafter, the industry, the pharmaceutical industry, owns the headlines. What they want published will be published, and anything that criticizes their products will not be published. And this is a system that is now in place that has given them enormous power over the American media. So it's a really very, very precarious situation in which we find ourselves. And of course, their marketing ploy, time after time after time, has been fear. And the important thing about the film is that we are now living in this state where people are frightened and begging for a vaccine because they've been had this fear instilled into them about COVID-19. We've been there before. Not once, but many times. And every single time, fear was what drove the commercial agenda. Make the people frightened. Make the politicians frightened. Nothing motivates politicians quite like a plague. And here we are right in the midst of it now. So there could be no better time. There is no bigger audience aware now of the issues and facing not just childhood mandates, but now adult mandates as well. Cradle to grave mandates. No, pregnancy to grave mandates. So people worldwide are becoming increasingly concerned. And you're exactly right, Alex. You pointed out that when Gates goes on the media, he says, yep, we're going to give this vaccine to 7 billion people worldwide. When we do that, it's going to be causing some harm. There are some risks. We're rushing these things to market. This number of people are likely to get hurt. And, of course, we're going to need indemnity because we don't want to be liable for the damage done. Shortcut the safety trials. No indemnity. You have a disaster. You cannot take products outside of the constraints of the free market without this kind of catastrophe. And just one more point, Alex, and this is you asked me the question about
me. That's why I got the mic turned off. I want you to roll, sir.
Okay, well, you asked me about me, and it's interesting because this brings in Texas. And as you know, I lived for a very long time in Austin. Austin was a kind of oasis for me when I left England and I left the Royal Free Hospital and I left my job and came to Texas. And I absolutely, my heart is in Austin, Texas. And it was a bad time. That was a bad time. And I was going through a lot.
Well, I can see it. You were in pain because you'd been lied about and you kept fighting on. But again, it's a success story. Please continue.
Well, I went down to Bandera one night, Alex. I went down there and I went outside the beautiful, beautiful rolling hills. And it was pitch black. There was no ambient light. And I look up at the sky and there were billions and billions of stars. And I suddenly thought, you know what? This isn't about me at all. This is not about me. And as soon as I realized that everything they said, everything they did, everything that they'd done didn't make a button of difference. It was about something far, far more important, and that is the health and well-being of children, our future. And suddenly this huge weight was lifted off me. And ever since that time, Alex, it's been not only a privilege to do what I do, but I'm now doing something that I love and is communicating and educating people, entertaining people, but informing them in their best interests. And what I want to get across more than anything is that there is a very positive way of looking at this, and I showed it in the mini trailer earlier, and that is, it is a story. This movie is a story about one of the most powerful forces in the universe, an ancient wisdom, which is maternal instinct, maternal intuition. The reason we are now here on this planet. Not because of public health or vaccines or doctors or men in white coat, no. It's because mothers know their children. Instinctively, intuitively, know when they're well and they know when they're ill.
And Big Pharma's not going to win its fight against women.
You will never. You will not do it. And when women start to take that back, when they realize it, when they know that little voice inside of them that was telling them that there was a problem, there was an issue, when they realize how powerful that is, not just individually but collectively, then it has an extraordinary impact. And this is happening worldwide now.
It is. Dr. Wayfield, stay there. You really touched my heart because I've had the exact same experience you just talked about under the same Texas sky. This is incredible. 2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil, and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July, once a year, mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Steve Voss, Renegades are my heroes. The guy's a good man, and I got chills up and down my spine whenever he talked about being out under the Texas Hill Country. Skies are bright, stars are bright deep in the heart of Texas, and he was talking about out there in the Texas Hill Country staring for the stars. When I've had really bad things happen to us, just incredible lies and attacks on my family, which I expect, you know, I'm not a victim, I'm an overcomer, but, you know, it's not fun. There's this part of you that just defaults to, hey, my name is expendable. I'm physically expendable. I'm a man. And he talks about the power of women's intuition. The circle's now complete. Women know what's happening. That's why Hitler said, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. That's why 80% of advertising targets women. It's not that women are dumb. They are the fount. They're the target. In fact, it gets into a lot of sophistication, but you know, men are the manifestation of what genetically the female decides to do. And you can say the sperm chooses the sex, it's male, all the rest of it. But it's a lot of really amazing things that are going on here. And there is no male, there is no female. There is the human race and who we are and our incredible relationship with each other. And the satanic nature of trying to divide that is just unspeakably bad. It's a joke. It's cancer. It's like Monsanto wants seeds that don't produce new seeds. It's a corporate takeover of the life functions of the planet because these corporate guys just see that as, well, we'll just take everything over. We'll be God. It's delusion. But I've been there in those scary, dark places, and then it's just like, hey, think about the children. So I was looking up at the stars years ago this happened. And this has happened every time I've been depressed or upset. And I'm like, each one of those little stars is like a human soul. And we're not going to let them black those out or mark those out. I've got to do what I've got to do because this is not about me. And I've got to humble myself and be ready even if I get destroyed and people hate my name for 1,000 years. Who cares? Or forget who I am. It doesn't matter. I've got to do this for the children. And I think, Dr. Wakefield, that's what you were saying. That was very deep. And I bet a lot of other men have had that experience. And I think what you're saying, your idea for the film is men's service. It's beyond chivalry. It really is service to women and children, isn't it?
I think if men recognize this innate power, I mean, I've come across so many couples, Alex, where they have been fighting about, we're going to vaccinate, no, we're not. And the wife is saying, look, there's something about this that just doesn't feel right. The husband says, get over it. What about polio? What about smallpox? Vaccines are safe. Well, and walk out of the room.
Is this the women that are saying no?
The women are saying no, and what they say, they're saying no, not deductively, not logically, just listening to that voice. And when that voice speaks, you listen to it. And the doctors don't want you to recognize that voice, it's power. They want to usurp your power, to take it over. No, go inside yourself. Look to an internal authority, not to that external authority, for how you should look after your children, because that force is so powerful. It's why we are here right now on this earth. And as I say in that mini trailer, it's why we will be here if we listen to it in 1,000 years, 10,000 years time. And I cannot, let me give you an example, Alex. I was looking at an essay that was sent to me by a public health student in Samoa, where, as you probably know, they had a recent outbreak of measles and they had a lot of deaths. And there has been no public inquiry into why, but there are many reasons. And we're filming this at the moment. Now, The important thing about this is this student went back into the history of measles in Samoa and looked at it way back in time when it was a killer of children. And he said it was notable that in those villages where they had a well-formed and empowered women's committees, they kept the mortality and morbidity to a very minimum. In other words, that's nothing to do with doctors, nothing to do with public health or vaccines. That is the collective intelligence, the innate intelligence of these women coming
together.
Women
controlling the heart.
What is best, exactly. And it is so powerful. It's not an emotional argument. It is a survival imperative. It is absolutely crucial. And people need to recognize it and take it back.
Well, that's right. I didn't mean to get all mushy earlier, but it's true. Like that. Go back to that moment when you're out there under the stars and you realize that it is the collective. I mean, it really is. I'm going to do this. It doesn't matter. And the moment the fear, the depression ends, it's so empowering.
It was an extraordinary moment. It suddenly evaporated. When I realized that, you know, I thought to myself at the time, look at the size of these billions and billions of stars. Well, the universe doesn't care about Andy Wakefield. Now, I've since met people who persuaded me that actually the universe is invested in each and every single one of us. But it made it so much easier to say, look, buddy, you don't have a problem. That child sitting there or running around the room or banging their head against the wall or screaming, that
they
child
need you.
And your job is to get on and sort this out to the best of your ability. So get over yourself and do it. And beyond that moment, it became so much easier.
How did you pioneer? Because, I mean, folks, if you haven't been paying attention, like everything he researched with his little lab turns to be accurate. How did you pioneer discovering the gut-brain connection? How did you find that?
It wasn't terribly clever, Alex. I just listened to the mothers. The mothers said, my child has autism. I've come to see you as a gastroenterologist because they have severe gastrointestinal issues.
So it was a mother's again.
A mother's again. And the doctors have put all the medical professionals I've spoken to have just said, oh, your child's got autism. They're bound to have diarrhea 12 times a day or bloating or pain. So put them in a home and forget about them and move on. That was the kind of thing that we were hearing. And so I just listened. I put the autism to one side and I said, okay. And they said, doctor, when this is bad, when the intestine is bad, the behavior is bad. When this is good, this is good.
I believe the gut's been programmed to create poison. Explain how that works.
Well,
it turns out Bill Gates is obsessed with this, as you know. He wants a corner of the market on this now.
Yes. It's going to be a very fruitful market when we understand it. But what we now know is that the gut and gut bacteria in particular are at the very core of our immune system development, but also our brain and our nervous system development. They modify our behavior. So we have believed that bacteria were an enemy since the time of Pasteur and tried to kill them with antibiotics. No, they're absolutely essential for our own well-being. No man is an island. We are entirely dependent on the health of the gut bacteria.
So they're as important as white blood cells.
White blood cells are really our immune system, and they are the one of the sort of intermediaries between the gut bacteria.
They're the officers. They like run the operation.
That's right. They either switch on and cause inflammation and attack against microorganisms, or they switch off. So they should switch off to good bacteria. And the problem is autoimmune disease. Many of them come about when the immune system starts to respond to things it shouldn't respond to, gut bacteria or food proteins that should be innocuous, that we should be dependent on, suddenly become something that trigger an abnormal immune response, a food allergy, for example. And there's no doubt that in the mix, triggering this process, triggering this myriad of autoimmune diseases, gut diseases, are vaccines, in my opinion.
Well, it's not your opinion, though. I mean, the whole system's upset. It's New York Times, Washington Post, thousands of studies now since you talked about this, and you literally just got this from mothers. And then you tested it, too, and proved it.
And that is why, Alex, when the mothers said, and I believe that this happened after a vaccination. I wasn't anti-vaccine. I took my child to be vaccinated on time. This is what happened. So when the mothers said, this is what I believe happened to my child, they fell ill and are permanently injured after a vaccine, we had an absolute moral and professional obligation to heed what they were saying and act upon it. They had been right about everything else. The medical profession had been almost completely, to a man and a woman, wrong. And we listened, and I absolutely believe that they are correct. And what convinces me that they're correct, Alex, about vaccines, and MMR in particular, is the need for the CDC to actually fraudulently cover that up and destroy the documents, which, of course, was the substance of our last film, Vax.
We'll play the next trailer for this and talk about it with Hunter Wakefield. And I didn't even know you left Austin. We'll find out where you're at now, but we'd love to get you in the studio and fly you down here. We'll be right back. It was on David Knight last week. Did a great job. Hunter Wakefield's here. Get the new film. We'll tell you about it when we come back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Efficacy of vaccines in older people is always a huge challenge. You know, it turns out the flu vaccine isn't that effective in elderly people. We clearly need a vaccine that works in the upper age range because they're most at risk of that. And doing that so that you amp it up so it works in older people and yet you don't have side effects. You know, if we have, you know, 1 in 10,000 side effects, that's, you know, way more, 700,000, you know, people who will suffer from that. And that actual decision of, okay, let's go and give this vaccine to the entire world, governments will have to be involved because there will be some risk and indemnification needed.
To Bill Gates raping you. And we have the articles up on Infowars.com. The UN came out in December of last year and said, no, we've covered it up. The doctors, the front line is wobbly. People don't believe in this. We do no testing. And in the 10 minutes we have left, Dr. Wakefield, condensing down, I see this whole COVID-19 hoax and they skipped animal trials and people that were like the, you know, the pet project, people are actually sick, almost died that took it. What do you think's going on right now?
Well, I'm really worried, Alex, just as you are. You know, when I've been back into the history of these vaccine trials, when they've rushed things to market in the face of a swine flu, a predicted swine flu pandemic. That never happens. It didn't happen. It didn't work. It didn't. There was no need for it. And yet a lot of people got hurt. A lot of people got what's called Guillain-Barré syndrome, paralysis. Many died. It was totally unnecessary. The CDC got it wrong. And we have this same model being predicted time and time again. Fear being the key, indemnity being negotiated with Congress, and people being forced to take a risk. And it just happens that this time with COVID-19, it's worse by many orders of magnitude. They're using vaccine strategies that have never been used before. They have no idea what the medium or long-term outcome is, let alone the short-term outcome. And yet people are rushing to take part in the trials, to get this vaccine. I'm surprised. What is interesting, though, is that people have never been more aware of this. And I see now, this just this week, 30% won't take it, 50% won't take it. If 30% don't take it, we're not going to achieve vaccine herd immunity. The vaccine may only last 3 months. It may not last at all. I mean, who would take these risks? Well, what is emerging is a disease that is no worse than a seasonal flu. And it's extremely worrying.
And let me interrupt you for the President of the United States. Trump just tweeted, breaking news, the mortality rate for the China virus in the U.S. is just about the lowest in the world. Also, deaths in the U.S. are way down, tenfold decrease since the pandemic height, and our economy is coming back. Let me ask you this, Dr. Wakefield, you're a prestigious scientist, a trailblazer. Real doctors, my dad's a doctor. You actually listen to patients, you what's going on, you go with what works. Clearly, scientists have looked at this virus, and it's got gene gun edited. It's a bunch of stuff that's been done. It looks like some kind of vaccine simulant or vaccine ingredient that got out. I've got that from actually UN and CIA and a lot of big sources. They told me this 6 months ago. It turns out Dr. Boyle has been right. So it has great gain of function, but if you're not deficient in vitamins and things, very low death rate. But then you combine that with them hyping it up, putting people from things that died of heart attacks, cancer in the list. What do you, I haven't figured it out yet. What the hell is it real? Is it overblown? What is COVID-19, doctor?
I've said from the very beginning, Alex, that this is something that came out of a laboratory in China. It is unthinkable that there could be a coincidental emergence of a novel coronavirus in the place where they have the coronavirus, essentially bioweapons research facility. Just a backstory to this. Years ago, we were dealing with an ex-member of MI5. His job at MI5 was as an Uber hacker. He was a man who could hack into anything at any time on behalf of the Secret Service. And once he left, he came to do a bit of work with us. And he came to work one day and he said, you'll never believe it, but this SARS virus that has just, you know, impacted the world, this came about because there was an earthquake in central China that destroyed or damaged a bioweapons facility. And then he was contacted by his minder. They all have minders once they leave the service, who said, you will forget what you just saw and you will never do this again. Do not mention it. And so that's really interesting, but I don't believe these things can possibly, in light of that, and in light of the proximity of this laboratory to the outbreak, there was no
Fauci was running a bunch of the programs under Obama that got outlawed here in 2015, were moved to Wuhan. You can't make this up.
Now, that's really worrying, because I would call that treasonous. If that turns out to be true, that they were moved offshore after Obama outlawed them, after scientists wrote saying, you should never do this kind of study. You have no idea what you're doing and no idea what the consequences might be. And so it was then apparently moved offshore, was done in Wuhan with American funding. And if Dr. Fauci was in any way involved in that process, then he needs to be held accountable. But it was quite right. Those scientists, when they predicted that you do not know what you're doing and there are going to be problems with this, the world is now experiencing that problem.
What is wrong with these mad scientists? I mean, you've been around the world. What is the problem with them? I mean, I don't get it.
Well, I think in this case, there was this idea that we, if we're not doing it, someone else is going to do it, and we may be at risk.
Sure, so we got to build the weapon to create a vaccine, but you just built the weapon.
Yeah, I just don't buy that. I don't believe it.
Can we just get everybody together and stop producing this?
Stop doing it. Stop doing it. Learn from this dreadful mistake, and it must never, ever happen again.
Don't
anywhere.
These people love their children? I mean, like, Why do they keep doing it? Like, oh, someone may create a super weapon. We better do it.
Yeah, and the vaccines are emerging to be the same. This is going to compound the problem enormously, in my opinion. They are creating these Frankenstein viruses that are using the backbone of one virus with the genes of another virus.
That lets it jump species.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No. And so we saw this, as you will well know, with the dengue fever virus vaccine in the Far East. We saw that they produced this vaccine. The manufacturers knew there were problems with it. It was a Frankenstein virus, a hybrid of a number of viruses that when they gave it, it produced antibodies. It didn't appear to produce any adverse reactions. But when those individuals were exposed to the dengue fever virus, they developed severe, often fatal disease. And this process of
it's a binary weapon. Explain that to us. So they're being pre-programmed. Explain as an expert on this.
Well, it seems to be that the immune system is triggered to overreact next time it encounters the virus. So you're not protected against it. Quite the opposite. Next time you see it, then your immune system goes into overdrive and causes disease and death. And this is well recognized. It happened with the SARS virus vaccine.
So we're all primed now that next time something shows up in this family, we have an autoimmune response of the Spanish flu and die. And Bill Gates magically says, this is event 201. He said on Colbert, he goes, this is a drill. He said, the big one's coming. And he said, a terrorist is going to release it. Yeah, I think his name is Bill Gates.
Yes. So it is deeply worrying. We interfere with nature at a huge price. And nature doesn't exact that price immediately in most cases. It does it insidiously, and it is widespread through the population. So we have to be extremely careful when we're doing this kind of thing. And here we are, foreshortening all of the safety studies, rushing it to market. That can only lead to problem.
How do you think, in closing, I really appreciate your time. The film's so exciting. I want to have you back on a routine basis. It's been too long. Why are they so arrogant with a big pushback even by the UN scientists and just everything and like the test and the trials going badly, and they just don't care? What is that?
I don't know. Every prediction that they've made has come adrift. Everything that they've said has really turned out to be false. The predictions of what is going to happen to the economy, I mean, it really is catastrophic. And nobody seems to be learning. Nobody wants to take responsibility. And there's no accountability. I mean, just what happened in New York, for example, with the highest, an extraordinarily high mortality rate, which was nothing to do with the virus. Absolutely. So there are many lessons to learn from this, but there are going to have to be changes.
All right, Doc, the film, when does it come out? 30 seconds left. How do I see this?
It comes out 2 minutes past midnight on Wednesday, 1986, The Act, 1986, theact.com. Go there, watch the movie, get it in the hands of your friends and family, get it in the hands of politicians, and demand change. You will only vote for those people who will put your children first before the well-being, the profiteering of the pharmaceutical companies.
We've got to fight the big pharma that wants to put things in our bodies. Dr. Wakefield, come back with us again the next month. Please don't wait a couple of years. We really appreciate you, and God bless you.
Thank you, Alex.
Very powerful. All right, I'll do a couple segments of Gerald Slippery's taking over. Well, that was an out-of-the-park interview. It's so important. It's life-saving. We're going to post the Bandoff video. Share this interview.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.